We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We turn our attention now in this portion of the show to the Atlanta Braves. And the man who covers the Atlanta Braves, Joe Patrick, our insider and reporter, joining us this morning in the WaitForward.com hotline with John and Hugh. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Joe, what have you been doing, man, since there's no baseball going on? Have you been watching old games? How you been spending your time?
Yeah, I've been watching. Yeah, the Braves have been playing some old games on their website, which I've been checking out. I've been eating the cheapest meals I can possibly make for myself here during the pandemic and just trying to hold up, you know, kind of like I'm living in a bomb shelter here, but I think we'll get out of it eventually.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, talking a little bit of Braves, a shout-out, by the way, to one of my favorite Braves of all time, Phil Niekro. It's his 81st birthday today, and Nuxie, one of the great legendary Braves Hall of Famers, happy birthday to Phil Niekro, because I know he's still, you know, in and around the area. Joe, you know, we don't know what's going to happen here. Obviously, we're hearing about spring training. We're hearing about extending the season. Is there any news that you've been able to glean? Has there been any peep? Because you're more tapped in than I am about, you know, what Major League Baseball is thinking right now.
Yeah, well, the big news came out, I guess, was it late last week or maybe early this week? It may have been late last week. I can't even put the days together anymore. But it was about the deal that MLB came with. They came to an agreement with the players on kind of a tentative agreement on how they're going to run this season. And it's really interesting because it's the first I've seen of any of the major sports leagues that have actually come to this agreement, which is essentially like rewriting a new CBA for one season, this really weird season that's going to happen. And so there's lots of interesting stuff that came out of that. MLB players and minor league players are going to get an advance on some salaries. Salaries will be prorated, so no players will be making the amount of money that they were initially going to be earning coming into the season. They'll be earning whatever prorated portion of the season that is played based on that. But most importantly, coming out of the agreement was what they came to on service time, which is that players are going to receive their service time. So if, for whatever reason, there's no season played this year, guys like Cole Hamels, guys like Marcell Ozuna, who signed one-year deals, are just going to be going right back into free agency, and we may never see them play if that were to be the case. So some interesting bullet points to be taken out of that one. That's the big news that's happened in baseball.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Joe Patrick, Braves insider on sportsradio.com. Sport929thegame.com. So Joe, how long do you think is realistically going to take? Say, like, when we get a firm date, how long is it going to take for us to get baseball back after we get that firm date, you think?
I'm hearing about a month-ish is how long the players will want to go. I think that kind of the good news is that there, I think whether you're a player, whether you're an owner, whether you're a stadium employee, I think everybody across the board would like to get the games going as soon as possible, as soon as feasibly possible. And when you think about what spring training might look like, it's going to be totally different because typically these teams are all either down in Arizona or down in Florida together, and they're playing against each other, just traveling to these nearby locations. And that's not going to be the case this time. This time, teams are going to be doing their spring training at their own facilities, at their own stadiums. I'm assuming that's going to be the case. It's the most feasible way to do it. And so you wonder, will the Braves be playing against Georgia Tech, Georgia, for spring training? I'm sure they'll play some kind of intra-squad games as well, but it'll be interesting to see how they structure those games. But I think they'll want to get it ramped up as quickly as possible. You just got to make sure that you're not risking injury for pitchers and that kind of thing So you want to get them, you know, get their arms ready to go for a season. And I do think that it would be smart of Major League Baseball, and I'm sure the players would be totally on board with this, to expand the roster so that you're not trying to, again, it's an injury risk situation where you're not putting pitchers at risk because you only have certain amount of slots available. And I think that the Braves are ideally set up for something like that. When we've talked all spring training about how the Braves have this starting pitching battle going, and there's only a certain amount of slots. Well, if roster slots were to be open, I think the Braves are a team that really could take advantage of some of that, whether it's having a guy like Sean Newcomb who can go longer in the bullpen, or maybe you even go to like a six-man rotation if that's something that could be played to the Braves' advantage.
Joe Patrick, Braves Insider here. Joe, one of the interesting stories in Major League Baseball has been there have been a number of players here that have not taken advantage of the situation but opted to get a number of pitchers Tommy John surgery, and baseball came under fire for this, and they've had to shut it down, not because there's any competitive advantage or disadvantage, but because elective surgery in the time of coronavirus, that is not a good look.
Yeah, it's not. And honestly, I'm kind of it's interesting to me to see where they can actually get these surgeries done, considering the amount of stress that's being put on a lot of these medical facilities all around the country. It's really interesting, and it is kind of it's a personal situation where are you willing to kind of, I mean, I'm sure they're not, the players that are getting the surgeries aren't really, at risk for contracting something. The surgeries are being done in completely different facilities from where patients that have contracted coronavirus are being cared for. But it is a really interesting situation, and like if I were a pitcher, if I put myself in their shoes, I totally understand why I would want to have that surgery done in a year where you're not going to be getting paid as much as you normally would, and you could potentially set yourself up if you're going into free agency or you're getting ready for a big payday. You're trying to look out for yourself, but it's just one of those interesting situations that you probably wouldn't come across in a normal season, but because there's an opportunity there, this is the kind of capitalist society that we live in, and people are going to look out for themselves. So it'll be interesting to kind of see what the public sentiment is for both sides after, in the fallout of that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to 92.9 The Game, Game Braves insider Joe Patrick on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of pitchers, do you know of any pitchers right now that are throwing simulated games to try to keep in shape and keep stretched out?
I have not heard of any pitchers that are actually doing that. I'm sure there are guys trying to do as much as they can at home. I've heard stories of guys literally just throwing a ball into a wall, but it's the thing with a major league pitcher is it's not like you can have your wife or your son, or somebody in the family go and like catch your pitches. It's way too dangerous.
Yeah,
they're just not
heat.
Good
yeah.
enough to do it. So you really need a professional to work with. And unfortunately, we're just in a situation where it's hard to do that right now. So, that's what just makes this whole situation so fascinating is that no one's really been through this. There isn't really a great test case you can look at and be like, this is how we need to prepare for this point in time. I think, we do have the strike season that happened in 94 that went into 95. You can glean some things out of that about how to prepare for a shortened season. But even then, they would have been able to work with trainers, work with coaches, that kind of thing, where they're just not able to do that right now so much because of the guidelines that are being, set forth by local governments. So it's just really interesting to see how these guys are all doing their own different thing. We see them on Instagram and on social media kind of just like doing whatever they can to try to stay loose, stay in shape. I think that guys will be – the guys that have a regular structured nutrition plan and workout plan are going to be the ones that are best off when baseball comes back. I'm thinking of a guy like Mike Soroka. I remember when we talked to him when lockers were getting cleaned out last season going into the off season, and he was already talking about his nutrition, like how he was going to improve himself as an athlete. And I think that anybody who kind of has that mindset is going to be better prepared because this is a time where kind of mental habits and that kind of thing really play a huge role in how you live your life day to day during this lockdown time. So anybody who has those really good habits, I think, is going to come back in better shape and be able to perform at an optimal level as soon as possible.
Joe Patrick covering the Braves. Appreciate it. You're taking a few minutes, Joe. I do note, and he and I were talking about it earlier in the program today, that they have sources that say that Major League Baseball really targeting the concept of opening day being the 4th of July, which would be really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right now. That would be, if that happens, that would be kind of best case scenario, is how I'm thinking. That would be fantastic if that is the case.
Joe, as always, appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Thanks,
Joe.
Guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.